It has been another cold winter day across eastern New York and western New England. A large area of Arctic high pressure is building across central Canada into the northern plains. The core of the cold and the most bitter weather will stay to our west, though an extension of that high pressure area is building across eastern Canada into the northeast, and that is going to keep temperatures on the chilly side around here for at least a few more days. To our south, there's a series of storms extending from Texas up to the Washington, D.C. area. There are some winter weather hazards with those storms. For now, the storm track will stay to the south, so I'm not expecting any significant stormy weather locally, at least through Saturday afternoon. But there are indications that the storm track will shift a little bit more to the north by next week, and there's the potential for a number of storm threats working through next week. So, of course, as the time gets a little bit closer, we'll be able to pin down the details. Right now, though, the focus is on the cold, and temperatures tonight will drop into the single digits, and we're going to see some below zero readings as well across portions of the north. And with the wind chills will be anywhere from about 0 to 30 below zero. There are wind chill advisories in effect for the Green Mountains, the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, and also the Adirondacks. And the cold weather will be with us tomorrow with high temperatures only in the teens to low 20s in most areas. And with the wind chills will be in the single digits above and below zero, and then up to around 10 or so in the capital region by tomorrow afternoon. Cold weather will carry on Saturday with highs again in the teens to around 20 degrees. And then there is the chance for some light snow Saturday night into Sunday. So we'll keep an eye on that in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 0 to 10 below zero, wind chills of 10 below zero to 30 below zero, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the teens, wind chills in the single digits above and below zero. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 0 to 10 below zero, a wind chill of 10 below zero to 30 below zero, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the teens, wind chills in the single digits above and below zero. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 5 to 10, wind chill around zero, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 20s, wind chills in the teens. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low around zero, wind chills of 5 to 10 below zero, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a high around 20, wind chills in the single digits and low teens. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy and cold, highs in the teens and 20s, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow, with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.